Good. The Rami lay Mirmay. Some even ask if a stira one to the other. Tanan says now Mishnah Sinei Harabarzel kosher. If you have these lulav that comes from the palm tree that grow on Harabarzel, it's a kosher the lulav there. I bought Tanya, the Brisa says not like that. The Brisa says Sula. So it's a stira. On this Amra Abaya, Abaya answers like kosher. There's no question here. Kan Sherosh Shoseh Magila Tzadikra Shoseh. Our Mishnah is talking about true. They're very small leaves, but the leaf reaches the beginning of the next leaf. Khan, the Brisa that says this puzzle, Shein Rishul Shelzeh, Magila Tzadikra Shelzeh, that the one leaf does not even reach the beginning of the next leaf. Then it's puzzle. That's what the Brisa is talking about. Omar Rabbi Marion, Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, the Amri Lo Tony Rabba Bamori, Mishum Rabbi Yechon ben Zakeh, said over there Rabbi Yechon ben Zakeh, that stay tomorrow's Yesh Begai, Ben Hanes. There are two palm trees that are in this place called Begai Ben Hanes. In this valley, Ben Hanes. It's Rashi Samukh Yishlaim. It's a place Rashi Shnei Tamaris from Shnei to call them. Two palm trees growing in this valley, Gai Ben Hanes, that's near Yishlaim. Zokte V'oyle Oshon Mivineim. And there's always smoke coming up from between these two palm trees. V'zeel Sheshaninu, that's what we learned. Sinei Harabazuk Sheris. That even these two palm trees, the leaves, the lulav from these two palm trees are also kosher. And you should know, interesting, the zuhi pischa shogehenim. That's called the pesach of Gehenim. That's where Gehenim is. As I was always brought down, there's a Gehenim on this world and the Gehenim in Shemayim also. This is where the entrance to the path to the Gehenim of this world is. Right. Since the Mishnah talks about Harabazel, they come and tell you this memory also. You should know that's where Gehenim is. By the lulav sheyesh lo shloisha tefachim, the Mishnah says the lulav has to have three tefachim tall, and then it's kosher. Now, Omer Rav Yehuda, said the Mishnah says shloisha tefachim kedei lananeya. You have to have three tefachim in order to shake it. So we learned in the Mishnah what it means to say is really it has to be four tefachim tall, one tefach to hold it, and then three tefachim to use above your hands to shake the lulav. Omer Rav Yehuda Mashmuel, shir hadas. How tall does hadasim have to be? The Arova and the Arova is Shloisha. They have to at least be 3 tefachim tall. They have to be like close to 12 inches. They have to be long. The Lulav Arbo. And the Lulav has to at least be 4 tefachim tall. Today in order, Shehe Lulav Yoitze Minahadas Tefach. In order that the Lulav goes out, or Tefach, away from the hadasim. In other words, it's one Tefach longer. Rashi Shehe Lulav Yoitze Lamala Minahadas. Kishem shu gevoya b'mina mekulam. Now, if the tallest min, Hoden has to come up taller than the other ones, so the lulav shouldn't come up higher. So it comes out that the bottom tefach used to grasp it, hold on to it, and then the lulav goes a higher one tefach more than the adasim and their robes. Rabbi Parnach Amr Rabbi Yechanon shedro shalulav has the wood of the lulav itself tzarach sheyetsim in a hadas tefach. It was not only the leaves of the lulav. But the shedroi, the wood of the lulav itself, has to be a tefach taller than the adasim. In other words, the shedroi, the wood of the lulav itself, has to be 4 tefachim. Rashi shedroi, levad she'olon aruchin, lamalas, not enough that it has long leaves on top of the shedroi. Liyache shekolsa shedroi, she'enoid olav devukim v'yolam boy. That's not enough. You have to have from the shedroi itself, the backbone, the wood of the lulav itself, has to be 4 tefachim tall. Right, the Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, lulav sheyesh by gimel tefachim, kedei lananeya by kosher. If you have a lulav, 3 tefachim tall, it's kosher. So chur the Mishnah's mashma, all you need is just 3 tefachim. That's the kasher. Here we're saying it has to be 4 tefachim. And the Mishnah says all you have to have is just 3 tefachim. And for the Gemara, eimo ukedei lananeya by kosher. In other words, you have to have 3 tefachim and also another tefach to hold it that you can shake it with. Rashi Eimu Kedela Naneya Umashi Yotze Lamala Min Ogid Huam Naneya. What goes higher than the Ogud, that's called what's being shaped. So in other words, you have to have another Tefach. Like one Tefach is the Ogud, which tied together, and one Tefach, and then you have above it that you could use it to shake with. That shakes. Marka the Islay, Marka the Islay. Rashi the Marka the Islay Lishmuel Tefach Im Olav Rabbi Yechanan Tefach Shedra. The Machlekes, what we have to have, what's called the 4 tefachim? Is it enough the 4 tefachim with its leaves of the lulav?
Or else, no, the Churma Diga Shita was, it has to be four tfachim of the wood, the backbone alone has to be four tfachim of the lulav. The leaves don't count. But our Korban is no stira to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah just means three tfachim, kedela naneya, means you have to have another tefach to hold on to it, and then the top three tfachim you can use to shake with. That's the nenuim, that's what shakes. Toshima, shir hadas v'yarova shlesha. How tall does the rovis or the dasm have to be? At least three tvachim tall. The lulav arbo, and lulav should be four. My lav bahadli olin, doesn't the chur mean four tvachim the way you have a lulav? The whole lulav with its leaves. The top leaves could also be included in the four. So the kasha, the one that says just the shed itself. Mara says again, lo, it's no raya, levad mi olin. Maybe means the goof, the shed itself, the wood of the lulav. That has to be four tvachim, not including its top leaves that go way above the shedra. Gufa, before we learned, shir hadas v'yarova shloisha. How tall does the hadasim of the rovas have to be? Three tvachim. V'lulav arbo. The lulav has to be tall, four tvachim. Rebbe Tafrin oyna, v'amo bas chamisha tvachim. How, what tefach are we using here? We're using an amo that the measures was five tvachim. Five tvachim makes the amo. So Rashi learns the Yama Bas Chamisha Kosalka Daita Dochikomer Tzorech Lios Hadas V'Yarova Amo Bas Chamisha Tvachim. That's the Avim what he meant to say. Like, of course, if it only means three Tvachim, what do I care how big the Yama is? Like, we know in Amit Samachoykis there are three type of Amis. There's a Nomala Amo that we hold is always six Tvachim. Six Tvachim make up an Amo. That's what we always measure. There's a smaller Amo, five Tvachim. Then you have a very big arm, we have a Shushan Abirut had in the base of Middash, that was even more than six tvachim, a bigger measurement. But our Koponim and Amr is more than, for sure, three tvachim. So what is he telling us that the Hadassim and Arova is with an Amr Bas Chamesh tvachim? Like we just got finished learning, so the whole Hadassim is only three tvachim. So what's it got to do with an Amr? An Amr, no matter what you learn, is more than three tvachim. An Amr is at least, like we said, five tvachim, or maybe even six tvachim. The Kashrus, we thought what he meant to say is that the Hadassim has to be an Amma. That's how tall it has to be. And what size, how big of an Amma? An Amma that's five Tvachim. That's a good Kasha now. We're saying until now Hadassim is enough, three Tvachim. And here you're telling me, no, you have to have the Hadassim an Amma. It has to be an Amma tall, which is five Tvachim. Much more? We have Tafanayme, Biyamma, Bas, Chamisha Tvachim. Omar Robas, the Robas said, Shorele Lamori. Rashlag, Yimchola Riboyne Kleima. Like you have to ask Mechila for what you're saying. Like you're saying something wrong. Hey, Sharul El Amor means like Mor using me Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Hakadosh Baruch Hu should be Mati, you should be Moichu you. The Reb Tafin. Like you're making a mistake, Reb Tafin. Hash to Ovis Shloisha Loi Mashkichinon Bas Chamisha Mi Boi. Rashi Ovis Shloisha Mashkichinon Shloisha Tvachim Einon Yecholim Limtzoya. When we look for Adasim, it's come out very hard to even find has three Tvachim worth the length of Adasim. She obvious karoi. It's very hard to find hadasim the way it's supposed to be. It has to be three. No, three leaves coming out the exact point. Like each stem, each three has to be in one round circle. Has to be three leaves hadasim. Has to be mishulish. Three, three. So it's very hard to find the whole shed, the whole long hadasim that's even three tvachim, 12 inches. Is very hard. But halacha we hold that roiv of it is kosher. If you have roiv of the hadasim on mishulish, that's also kosher. A robe of the 12 inches is Meshulis is kosher. But he says it's hard enough to find a complete 12 inches of Adasim that are kosher. So how could you tell me now we should find Adasim that are 5 Tvachim? We'll never find it. We'll never have a Mitzvah Adasim then. V'daymel shashelosh k'lekamon. V'roi v'aruchim Adasim shoytim hein. Most of the Adasim we have are called Adasim shoytim means they're not three, they're two leaves together, not three. Or else one's above the other one, it's no good. So tremendous tircha. Christ will have to start looking a year in advance to find that dasim. It's very hard to find him. There's too much of a tircha. Hefashta of shloisha lo meshkechina bo chamisha mi boi. Tomorrow says kiyosi Rav Dima. When Rav Dima came, Omri said like this: Amo bashisha tvachim. Not only an amo five tvachim, but an amo six tvachim. He said. Also, Oisa Bas Chamisha. Make it into five. What does that mean? Rashi Yosef Rav Dimi. Pirshul Rav Tafin. Came to explain Rav Tafin. V'yama. Dod Rav Tafin Chumra Zuti. It's only a small Chumra. Dio Nami Shleshikam. He's also Moida. The Hadassim only really have to be three Tvachim tall. Ela she meshaye betfachim gedolim. He means the meshaye with the big tfachim. Vachi kom lelatanakama. Ha tfachim elu yiyu gedolim. How big are these three tfachim? How big of a tfach do you have? Big tfachim. She yekamishim mehem memalam amma benanim sheim vav tfachim benanim. In other words, you have to take like big tfachim. A tfach, we always say, is like a handful. A tfach usually is four its boys. So you can have a handful, a small handful, or a bigger, a wider handful. Now he's saying the handful has to be wider handfuls. That if you take five of these handfuls, it would make a tefach, which is really made from six tefachim. In other words, your tefachim have to be bigger ones, that five of yours, should five of these tefachim will make up an amma that should be mibath a sheish. That's all Rav Tafari means to say. He's not saying really you need five tefachim worth. He's saying these three tefachim, that's all you need. But the three tefachim should be big three tefachim, that if you take these sides, this tefach you have here, and take five of them, it would equal to a different tefach that's made out of six tefachim. So in other words, just means to say, use bigger tefachim. That's all he means to say. So that's what Rav Dimi is saying. Yosef Dimi Omar. Omar. Ama bashisha tefachim, osa osa bas chamisha. Does really take a number that should be six tefachim. And make these six out of five. In other words, takes five big tefachim. That five big ones would make one amma six tefachim. And same mehem shlesha lahadas. Now using these big tefachim, take the size of three of them. That's the length of the hadasim. The ashar lululuf. And the rest should be used for the lulav. Shrashi revi. Shoysaf to the lulav. Yei metepa godukelu. Who are then that we say the lulav has to have four tefachim. The extra tefach for the lulav also has to be a bigger size tefach, a little bit bigger. Yeah. So the Mara said, "V'shal lulav kam mehevi luhu tlosa or tlosa chumshe." It comes out to be 3 3/5. Shrashi kam mehevi luhu lahadas v'yarova. How much now real tefachim? If you take a normal tefach, how many like these big tefachim? How many normal tefachim does it come out to be? It comes out to be 3 3/5. Shrashi. Kam hevelu lahadas v'arova tlosa tefachim beinanim tlosa chumshi. If you take regular 3 tefachim, that wouldn't be enough, because he's saying now you have to use bigger tefachim. So how many regular beinanim, normal tefachim, do you have to have? It comes out 3 3/5. So you have to have a little bit more than 3. So the more akasha the shmuel ad shmuel, what's akasha on shmuel then? That hocha yomer Rabbi Yudah Mashmuel shir hadas v'arova shleisha. Here he says, Stam yatav 3 tefachim. And stam 3 tefachim means benanim, normal 3 tefachim. That's all he said. So he hosts over there, Amravuna, Mashmuel, halachic Rabbi Tafrin. That we pass like Rabbi Tafrin. And according to Rabbi Tafrin, even though he's saying he also needs 3 tefachim, but his 3 tefachims are bigger tefachim. And according to his shear, you know how many normal, middle sized tefachim you need? He needs 3 tefachim and more, and 3/5. So it's a kasha on Rabbi Yehuda, Mashmuel. Who does he pass like? Does he pass in 3, or else like Rav Tafrin, 3 is possible? So it's a stira. And the Gemara Leidok, really he holds like Rav Tafrin, that really you have to have 3 middle-sized tefachim and 3/5. Just after he said halacha, 3 tefachim, he's Leidok, he rounded it off. He's not medayik exactly. He said a round number. For the Gemara, it's not true. Ey, modi armina Leidok lechumra. When do we say you round off something? You go lechumra. Like instead of saying here 3, if you would have said 4 tefachim, that's good. Really, all you need is just 3 3/5. You round it off to say you need 4 tefachim, that's good. You can be machmir and say a little bit more. Aber lekula miyamrina leiduk. But do we say lekula here instead of saying 3 3/5? You said just 3 tefachim, that you don't do. So chur akasha still on Shmuel. Do you have to have 3 tefachim, or else do you have to have like Rav Tafrin 3 3/5? So how could you hold like Rav Tafrin? You need 3 3/5, and here you stand say a portion of 3 tefachim. Tisira. And the Malki Yossi Rovin Omar. Amo bat chamisha tefachim. Osa oisa shisha. That's what it means to say. He meant to say faket. Rav Tafrin meant to be mekel. Rav Tafrin meant to say, with these 5 tefachim, make out of it 6. Osa oisa shisha. That means, say mehem shloisha lahadas, v'yashala luluf. Kam hevelu, shrei yopalga. It's much less, only just 2.5 tefachim. Rashi says, amo bat chamisha tefachim, benanim, cholok oisa shisha chlokim. You take a regular 5 tefachim, a normal 5 middle-sized tefachim, and out of these 5 tefachim, like, take off a little bit of each one, and make out of it 6 tefachim now. B'tefachim ketanim, uvehem shiyash loy shalahadas, And now the smaller tvachim, like he's being makel now, a smaller size is kosher. That's what Rav Tafron is saying. The abola lulav. Rav Tafron lekuda. Rav Tafron is being makel now. Vachim mashma milsei. Rabbi to come late. Tanakama. Oysu shlosh tvachim. Shani misharim ben. That did you say you need three tvachim? Ostam shlosh tvachim. Chatzi yama. Usually three tvachim is half of an amma. Because usually it's six tvachim. Tvachim alolu ketanim yiyu. Lo yiyu ala chatzi yama biyama bat chamisha. It's only a half of an amma that would have been made out of five tvachim. So mamash is much less than three tvachim. I'm saying take three tvachim out of small tvachim that really these middle sized tvachim, which really you should need six of them to make an amma, make only five of them. So make it even smaller. So Mara says, how small does it come out to be? Shreya palga. Really, according to Rav Tafron, all you have is just two and a half tvachim. That comes out to be three tvachim. So that's what Rav Tafron meant to say. So Mara has the kasha still of a saif kasha the shmuel of the shmuel. There's still a seer on shmuel. First Shmuel says, Tam, you need three tvachim, like regular middle-sized tvachim. You need three tvachim. And then Shmuel passes like Rav Tafron, and we're saying that Rav Tafron is being makel, he comes out, all you have to have of regular-sized tvachim, two and a half. That's what he says, three tvachim means three very small tvachim. That normal-sized tvachim, it only comes out to be two and a half. So here it's a steer in Shmuel. Do you have to have three medium-sized tvachim, or do you have to only have two and a half? Gemara says, and this is very good, like Doc. Shmuel was not medayik. Really, Mikra didn't know you have to have just two and a half. He says three. V'hainu l'chumra, like Doc. He's machmir. Notice he says, instead of saying two and a half, he says three. That's okay. There's nothing wrong if you be machmir. Even though Mikra didn't, he holds like Rav Tafron, it's enough for the Adasim and the Ravis to be only two and a half tvachim tall. But he says a Lashon Stam statement to be three tvachim, l'chumra, that's okay. The Amr Avuna, Amr Shmuel, halacha Rav Tafron. Because Mikra Din Shmuel Paskins like a Tafron Taka, that the smaller shear of Tvachim are enough. It was enough to have two and a half of regular sized Tvachim. So even though he says other places he needs three, that's called the Chumra Leduk, that's okay. But the Maisel Alokha we owe, there has to be at least three Tvachim, like not like this, the normal Tvachim. Vaita, had the Hadas Hagozel, if you stole the Hadasim, for Hayovish, or dried out the Hadasim is possible. Pashut Hadasim also Lalach Wiel has to have Hodr. That we said before, we're makish all Dalat Minim to create Hodr to the Esrig. That all four Minim has to be Hodr. So if it's dried out, it's not called Hodr, it's not good. And Hadasim Pashut, so the Kastel Mechem, B'yamarishin. You have to take for you, all the Dalat Minim have to belong to you, and it can't be stolen. Shalah Asherim, Shalil, and Hadachas Pashut, the same thing. If it's Shalah Asherim, it's Toyin Sreifa, we're on Hadachas, it has to be burnt up. So it's not called you have a Shear, since it's Oymet to be burnt up. So you don't have your three tefachim worth of adasim, it's possible. Nikdam roishoi, let's say it was cut off the top of the adasim, nifritzu olav, or else the branch of the rashidans were cut off, or ishoyu anofu meruba meyolam, or else you had more berries on the adasim than you had leaves, it's like a possible. If you have more berries, some adasim grow with berries on them, if you have more berries than leaves, it's possible, it's not called hadar. V'yemiyaton kosher, but if you pull off the berries, then the Hadassim become kosher. Because I'm talking about you have a Hadass Meshulish. You have the three leaves together. There's just too many berries there. So if you pull off the berries, it's not kosher. The Ein Miyatam B'Yantav. You're not allowed to do this on Yantav itself. Because it's called, like, the Rabban is called, some say it's the rice or even, it's called like Masakin Mon, you're making something on Yantav. And the way it is right now, it's possible, this Hadass is possible, by pulling off the berries, you're making a droid to be used. Since you're pulling it off, that's called you're making a clear on Yantav, that's awesome. Rashi says, Nifritu, Olav Nishrei. You know, Rashi Shita was pulled off. Another pre. But it's interesting. Here, Tak, we pass the Niktam Roshay here, Badasim, we pass the means the wood itself. There has to be some of the wood of the Hadas is missing. Just you missing the top leaf, that would still be kosher. But it's not like by Lulav. By Lulav, we'll mark bit to say, at the top leaf is cut off a little bit, it's possum. Mashenka, Badasim, here we hold Niktam, Tak, means the wood itself. It has to be part of the wood, has to be cut off. All right, we'll stop here.
Here we're holding Daf Lamed Beis Omed Beis. We'll start over again from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Hadas HaGozel. If you have a stolen Hadas V'Hadasim for Hayovish, or else if it's dried out, it's possible. It's possible for Hadassim. This is the same halacha we had before by Luluf, and really these halachas apply to all Dalad Minim. And the reason why the Mishnah says it separately by every one of the Dalad Minim is because it has other chedushim in each one of them that doesn't apply to the other one, so it repeats all the psulim over again. But a gozel is possible because you have to have lochem by the Dalad Minim, and if it's stolen, it's not called lochem, it doesn't belong to you. For Hayavish is also because there's a mitzvah to have hodr, the pre-eats hodr, it has to look nice, goes in all Dalad Minim, and therefore the hadas also has to look nice, and if it's yavish, it doesn't look nice, it's possible. What about Shalash Sheira? Let's say this hadas and come off a tree that the goyim worship for Avodah Zorah, that's called an Asherah. V'shel ir hanidachas, or else this hadasim come from ir hanidachas, the ir that rove of the city worshipped Avodah Zorah, that the loch rid destroying Sreifa, we have to burn it. The loch apostle, it's possible, like we had before, that Asherah and ir hanidachas, that since they have a chiyuv to be burnt, and the hadasim also have a shear, it has to at least be 3 tefachim long, so something that has to be burnt, the savari is ketusim echtish yuri. Will look as if it's already chopped up. You don't have the shear of Gimel Tvachim. Niktam Roishai, let's say the head, the top of the stem of the Hadassim was broken off, is missing. And here for sure it doesn't mean the top leaf, it means the stem itself. Niktam Roishai, if part of the stem was cut off, or else Nifrit to Olav, its leaves fell off it, like Rashi learns Nashru, the leaves came off it, Oishahoyu, Anofov Merubois Meyolin, or else if you had more berries growing on the hadassim, then you have leaves, the din is posel. Now sometimes the hadassim have berries growing on it. Like Rashi says, pre sheboy shedoy milyonev. It looks like a grape. In other words, like Gemara says, it has to at least be black or else be red. So that's a psul because it doesn't look nice. It's not called hodor. If you have more berries, then you have leaves. The yemiya tom kosher. But let's say you pull off the berries. And now you have more leaves than you have berries on the hadassim, it's kosher, then you're allowed to use it. Because now it's hotter, now it looks nice. But the din is, the Mishnah says, v'yemimayetim b'yomtiv. But you know, on yomtiv itself, you're not allowed to take off the leaves. Because it's an issim of the rabbonim of mesakin mona. Looks like you're fixing up, making a kli. Before the hadassim was posel, now you're making a kosher to be used. That's a psul of tikkun mona. That's an issur of tikkun mona that you can't do on Shabbos or on yomtiv. Gemara says, ton of rabbonim. Come, in the Brisa learned like this. The Pasuk says, Anaf eitz ovis. You have to have anaf means the leaves, eitz of a tree, ovis, that are like braided together. The Vidashin sho anofov choifin es eitzov. It has to be something that has so many leaves that the leaves like cover over the stem, the wood. Choifin means that covers over. The Yezahu, what is this? Have yoima, you should say, ze hadas. This is the hadasim that we use. That the leaves cover up the stem. For the Gemara v'yema zesa, maybe it means like the branch of an olive tree. Like Rashi learns, why would I say this? Rashi says, kulei ol in aruchim, all the leaves are nice and long. Or ritzufim, they're one after another. Or mitoch shein rubin, mechasen esetz. Since you have a lot of leaves on the olive tree, it also like covers up the wood. So maybe that's what the Torah means in anaf eitz ovis. So Marin says, binan ovis v'leka. It has to be like braided together. And that you don't have by Zesim. Drashi, Maisa, Shasheris, like you make a chain. She Mukorvin, Ze al Ze. One is like folding over the other one. For the Gemara V'yema Dulva, maybe it means Drashi, Eitz Armoin, this type of a wood. That's also Kalua, the leaves are like braided together. Maybe that's what the Pasuk means. And for the Gemara, Be'inan Anofav Choyfin Es Eitz Sevuleka. Not enough just the leaves to be braided together, but it also has to be enough leaves to cover up the whole stem. And by this dulva, you don't have it. For the Gemara v'yema hirduf, maybe another type of a tree. So Rashi also says it's kimin kliya asuyin olav. It's also has a lot of branches, a lot of leaves. It's like braided. So maybe that's what the Torah means. Just like we had before, the Gemara is the same kashya as hirduf on the luluf. So Gemara answers the same Torah that we had before. Amar Abaye, Abaye says, the Pasuk says, Dirocheha darkei noyim. It means all the drachim, all the ways of the Torah are sweet. And this is not a sweet thing to use like we had before. The Rashi says here, Vay mivras boros es yadayim, like it'll stick you. Kekaitzim like thorns. Shiroshi olim asuyin chadim kemachet. Because the top of the leaves are very pointy like a needle. Rava says, Mihocha, I learned from another Pasuk that you can't use this for a mitzvah. The Pasuk says, "For MS v'har shalom ohavu. So Rashi learns that's to be the truth and shalom and peace. So Rashi says, v'zeh, this yirduf, ein olay emes v'lay shalom. It's not truth and not shalom. Shu osay l'sam hamodis. Because it's made for poison, you use it for making poison, so it's not mistam, what the Torah said, use it for a mitzvah now. Tana Rabbon, come we learn the braids like this. Kalua kemin kaliyah. It has to be like braided, like braids. That's what the anaf eitz has to be. And eitz, what does it mean, the tree? Shetam eitz of a pure shava. That the taste of the wood of the tree and this fruit taste alike. Heviyim, I would say, zehadas, this is hadasim. Now, the Ritva says not to be verse this part of the Gemara. Like the Chura, the Hadassim doesn't have any peris, it's just leaves. So what do you mean that the wood and the pre taste alike? Therefore, the Ritva says not to be verse this. But if you are verse the way we have, the Chura Yafa says going on the leaves, that the leaves and the stem both taste alike. Maratonim, look at the price like this. Eitz avos kosher. If you have a wood that the leaves are avos, it's kosher. If it's not avos, doi posel. Or the leaves are not braided, you don't have enough leaves on it, it's possible that's not called a good hadassim. Fred Gemara, heichi dami ovis, what's considered ovis, what's considered kosher, what's considered as braided will? Om Rav Yehuda, v'hude kainlo, talosa, tarfi, bikina. You have to have three leaves coming out like of one stem, of one place. Like we know that's called hadassim mishulish. You have to have three leaves coming all out, they all come out from the exact same stem, as if to say, like, make a circle around the hadassim. And at the same point, on that circle, all the three leaves have to come out. Like Rashi says, Talosa, Talosa, Bechatkina, Shaloi Sha'olin, three leaves, Bechan Echad, like in one Akan, Yaitse Mitech Uket Echad, Mitech one stem, one Uket, one cherish like, all three leaves are coming out of. That's called Hadassim Mishulish. The she'eno yavis, yeah, and if it's not the swener, if it's not mishulish, then talk it's possible. Versus Rav Kana, Om Rav Kana says, afilu trei v'chad. Even if you only have two leaves coming out from the same point, and the third one is a little bit higher, a little bit lower, it's also kosher. Two the same, and one could be a little higher, one lower. Rav Acha brei the Rava mahader atrei v'chad. So Rav Acha brei the Rava went pedafka to look. For Hadassim that's made like this, like Rav Kana said, that it should be two coming up from the same stem like, and the third one a little higher. Why? Hoyel v'nofim mipumid Rav Kana. Since Rav Kana said like this, he was makba to do. Like Rashi says, even though really Avadav it's better to have Meshulish Mamish, if he has three leaves coming out from the same stem, Avadav it's much better. But I just wanted, like the Ritva said, just to show the halacha is like Rav Kana. To show that you could be Yotze Hadassim even if it's only two leaves coming up from the same like circle, the same point, and the third one is a little bit higher. But the Gemara then says, they'll know that Omale Mar Bar Meimel Ravashi, that Mar Bar Meimel said to Ravashi, Abba, our father like, Lohu Hadas Shaita Korale, such a Hadas that does not have three leaves coming up from the same point on the circle, but rather just two, and one is higher, it's possible, it's called a Hadas Shaita. Shaita means like you're not yet to the mitzvah. Now, Lalocha, we pass it like this, that Avad HaMetchili, you're supposed to have a good Hadassim, that it's Mishulish, that the three leaves come on the same point. However, the Ramor brings down Yesh Omrim, that if you can't find any Mishulish, then B'dievet, you could be Yetzer with this type of Hadass, like Rav Kana said. Tana Rabbonin, Noshru Roiv Olav, if most of the leaves fell off it, V'nishtar Boi Miyit, but a little bit was left over, then kosher, the hadas is still kosher. Ubovad, providing though, shetayavoysoy kayemis. But you have to make sure the avoysov, you have to make sure the mishulish is still here. In other words, you have the leaves, and rove of them fell off, but as long as you have still the avoysoy kayemis, the three braided ones together, it's kosher. So Gemara asks the gufa kosher, what you just said, the churit astira. Or Matt, you're telling me, noshru roiv olav kosher. If most of the leaves fell off, it's kosher. And the Havimina is, Pasha, we're talking about Mishulish. Like, you only have three leaves. So if Rove fell off, you only have, let's say, one left. For other Tonin, then it says, but providing you have to have the three leaves left over, Skuret Astira, how could you have these two things together? Like, if you're only starting off with three leaves, like a regular Hadas, Hadas and Mishulish, that you have these three leaves. I mean, of course, these three leaves come up all along the length of the stem of the hadassim. But you have three leaves coming up at one time, so if you have robavit, tuvit, fall off, how is it possible you still have avos of kayamis? How is it possible you still have, like, three leaves left over? If rove fell off, you can't have three. You can only have one left over. So that's the kasha. After that, we learned that providing them that you have to have avos of kayamis. So where's the stira? How could you have the avos of kayamis if you only have one left over? Like avos of kayamis means you have to have three. So if you're telling me now, rove, if two falls off, it's still kosher, so how do you still have three left over? And the Gemara, Kashkiva, the Nasri, Lutrei, Ovis, Hechimish Karaslo. Once two fell off, how do you call it Ovis anymore? You don't have Ovis. Like, for Ovis means you have to have three leaves coming up. So Amr Abai, Abai says, Pshandis Bryce is like this. Mishkaraslo, Piaso, Mitzro.